The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Okay, that number again, 0833 99 103. You're joined now by Basil Miller, Director of Communications at the Wellbeing Foundation in Dunleary, and this is about the Shane Clancy inquest, which is held on Friday. It's regarding antidepressants. You might have seen the follow-up story in the Irish Independent that said the mother of a young man who was found with toxic to fatal levels of antidepressants in his system before he fatally stabbed a man and took his own life, said she will fight all the way, following a statement from the makers of the drugs that it could not cause his death. Good morning to you, Basil. Thanks very much indeed for joining
us. Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Putting stuff into our system obviously alters the way we behave, and maybe these things are put in often for a very good reason. However, to go to the extreme and cause a huge change in behaviour that is unnatural, how do we judge that?
Well, I think Professor David Healy, who was the main medical witness at the inquest, at the Shane Clancy inquest last Thursday, supplied the answer. And he's really going head-to-head with the Irish College of Psychiatrists on this one and the makers of the of this particular drug, Cipramil. Because he asked the question, or he answered the question in his evidence, did the drug, or can the drug, this particular drug, citalopram is the compound, and, you know, it's in more than one branded antidepressant, so it's not specific to the one that Shane was taking. And the answer was yes, the drug, in his view and in his experience, and he's one of the world's leading experts in this field, the drug directly causes such behaviors. It causes, among other things, an increase in anxiety, agitation, suicidal thoughts or acts, and what is referred to in the literature as hostility, which means aggression, and can, of course, include aggressive acts right up to murder.
And they said, or did he not say, in a minority of people?
Well, he did. And you know, this is one of the things about Professor Healy. He comes at this very, very carefully and from quite a conservative standpoint. He's not saying that the entire potential population of patients would have such a reaction or is even sensitive to any particular one of these compounds. By the way, they're in the class of antidepressants. The modern class started off with Prozac, SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And what he's saying is that there's a small but significant proportion of the population which is sensitive to these compounds in general.
So in licensing these, should medicines boards or whoever is responsible be more thorough in their examinations?
The licensing is one thing. I mean, you know, I think we have to leave that one aside because they are licensed now, and they have been for 20 years. Cipramil or citalopram is a relatively recent addition to the list of these SSRIs, but basically they all operate in much the same way. What Professor Healy said was really his conclusion, having examined the particular circumstances of what happened, that Shane Clancy basically was suffering from a broken heart. He'd broken up with his girlfriend. This is something which can happen to any of us. And what happened to him subsequently, it basically was something which should not have happened. He was prescribed the drug, which is not really appropriate in the circumstances. For example, the National Institute of Clinical Excellence in Britain, and everyone else who's responsible in these matters, including here in Ireland, say that these drugs should be used not as a first recourse, and certainly not in cases of mild to moderate depression.
So who are you criticising here?
Pardon?
Who are you criticising here?
Oh, Well, I'm not really criticising anyone. I'm trying to tease out here what we should do next, given what has happened. I mean, this is a huge red light warning for us, I think.
I take that point, and I mean, the sympathies of everybody would be with the various families affected by the situation, too. But actually, to make an allegation that says that this particular medicine or drug should not have been administered or at least given a prescription for in the first place is a serious allegation.
There's a big problem in that regard, and it applies both here and in Britain, which is where we tend to compare ourselves with. And that is, of course, that if you or I, if we were in these circumstances for any reason, we were feeling depressed, and we went to a doctor. What alternative is there? Unless your income is sufficient to pay for psychotherapy or counselling privately, basically, that's all that's going to happen. You're going to be prescribed these drugs. So really, one of the first things that needs to be done is to provide what was envisaged in the document, A Vision for Change, which is supposedly our mental health policy at government level at the moment, and provide the other services, such as counselling or psychotherapy, within the general medical system, so that people can access what is appropriate for mild and moderate depression, and that they don't get put onto drugs which actually have a poorer and poorer risk-benefit ratio the more experience is accumulated. And I think what there's two things here. There's one is that context, that we don't have the services we need for the particular condition, unless you're able to pay for it. And secondly, where the drugs are prescribed, that it should be appropriate. There really an awful lot of work needs to be done to ensure that they're not reached for as the only option. That's number one. But secondly, even where they are appropriately used, what arose from the inquest and what arose from Professor Healy's evidence was that the warnings should be strengthened, number one. And in his view, they should include both the risk of suicide and homicide on the information supplied both to doctors and patients. And in the case of Shane Clancy, he pointed out that both the patient information leaflet with that particular drug and the doctor information does not have sufficient warning. In fact, it doesn't really, certainly the patient information leaflet has no indication that the drug itself can cause the problem. And Professor Healy was very specific on this. It is a problem of the drug. And how did he know that? Basically from the clinical trials in which healthy patients, healthy volunteers prescribed the drug, exhibited exactly the same kind of reactions in a percentage of cases as patients prescribed the drugs for treatment have shown. So what he's saying is we need to distinguish between the adverse effect of the drug and what might be associated with the condition that the patient is suffering. And he feels that doctors aren't sufficiently aware of this or haven't been made aware of this. And that's a fault of the regulator. So, you know, our view would be to compare. We hear the phrase light touch regulation in relation to the banking system. Well, we need less light touch regulation with regard to these drugs. We need some serious re-examination of the warnings that are in place. And we need it quickly. Otherwise, as Leonie Fennell herself has pointed out, other families could be facing exactly the same kind of situation. And indeed, other families have faced it in the past, not necessarily with the combination of killing, homicide and self-killing, as in this case, but certainly of apparent suicide. And the second thing that Professor Healy pointed out was the patient, because the warnings are insufficient at the moment in making the distinction between what might be a feeling you have which is to do with your condition of being depressed or anxious or whatever it is, and what might be a feeling or an impulse arising from taking the drug. There isn't sufficient distinction, so he wants to see compulsory monitoring of patients in the early period after being prescribed the drug. As he pointed out, these reactions tend to occur anything from a few days up to 10 days, 2 weeks after starting to take the drug.
And do you think anything will come out of this?
In a small number of cases,
do you think there will be any change?
I hope so. I hope so, and we intend to campaign for it, as indeed does do Leonie Fennell and her husband and family, because, as she said to me after the inquest, that verdict, which is very, very important verdict, and it really needs to be taken note of by the authorities, that verdict won't bring Shane back and it won't bring Sebastian Crean back, but if we can get action as a result of it, it may prevent something like this happening to some other family.
Okay, and just to clarify that the drug manufacturer, they got clearance for it, and they have said in a statement that extensive scientific studies have shown there is no evidence linking this drug to violent behaviour. I think we'll finish on that one. Thanks very much indeed, Basil.
Can I just add one thing there, Declan? I think there's two things there. To strengthen the warnings, and I think, we spokespeople from the Wellbeing Foundation have pointed out on your show before that in the United States you have a warning similar to that on a packet of cigarettes, and it's prescribed to be at the top of the information leaflet, and it's in bold type. It's got a heavy black rule around it, and it warns you of the dangers of suicidality, aggression, and all the other things that I've mentioned. That's
okay,
number one.
I'm looking for a similar thing. I've got to leave it there on time, Basil. Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's Basil Miller, Director of Communications at the Wellbeing Foundation in Dún Laoghaire.